This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The confrontation escalates near the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. Near the front lines, police are spraying dozens of people with rubber bullets, mace, and water in below freezing temperatures. The CEO of the pipeline company says it has every legal right to begin digging under the Missouri River.
Native American property. We're on private lands.
That's Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, on the PBS NewsHour last week.
They're doing great, but we're building the pipeline.
This week, guest contributor Roy Taylor talks with a mother and son from suburban Minneapolis who visit the protest site as often as they can. In fact, Jackie and Joe Crowshoe are headed back this week.
As soon as you come around that corner, you see all the tribal flags. You see all of the indigenous people. Your spirit starts to feel the energy of that place. That is where I needed to be. I needed to be there with my people.
You're talking about all of the Native people that are there from all over 5,000 people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the most exciting part about being there. You end up camped next to somebody you would never have probably crossed paths with any other place. There was a delegation from Japan last weekend when we were there. But yet, the connection and the tie is what is so beautiful. Because we're so like-minded, you know, we want what's best for the earth.
The Crowshoes' first visit was back in September when the weather was still warm.
My son started chopping wood. I started doing dishes and helping in the kitchen. And then you would hear over the loudspeaker that the canoes were coming in. So everybody would gather and head towards the river. And there, you know, came these beautiful canoes coming in. And you got to then be a part of yet another tribal custom. And when you go to bed at night, it's probably the most beautiful because you can hear the drums and you can hear them from the very different tribal communities. Now, this last visit was a bit harder for me because along with the drums was the helicopters and the low-flying planes. Were they looking at me? Did they have, you know, facial recognition? So it was a sense of fear, too, but then you were reminded, you know, to really pray about it. What is happening in camp is really, truly ceremonies. It's not where the action is happening. So if you feel compelled to go to the sites where there is that conflict, where they are actually trying to stop that construction, there you have to be prepared to be involved in some of the action. I have been to those areas a couple of times, and it's a very scary place to be. My spirit felt torn and scared.
Being there really showed me the lengths that our government will go to protect big oil, to protect corporations. And that was kind of a big wake-up call because I've never seen something like that. People being tear gassed who don't have any protection on and who had nothing to do with it, or pepper sprayed or thrown down. Like, that's not something you want to believe is real. I see, when I go out there, I see all those young guys, like warriors, like Kachita, and they have a purpose, you know? Like, they're all on horseback, they're all running security. Like, it's a purpose they don't have when they go home. I guess what I'm fighting for is to strengthen the vitality of indigenous peoples, to make sure the world knows and understands that we're still people. And I think now that it's kind of coming back, it's like my mom said, like kind of like watch out, like this is starting. This is igniting things.
That was 18-year-old Joe Crowshoe and his mother Jackie reflecting on their trips to Standing Rock. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Roy Taylor.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.